Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope you enjoy this one. If you do, remember, you can support me by buying me a coffee, link below. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. Do check out the services that Sarah offers you there. Now, those of you of a certain age may well remember the great ozone layer hole of the 1980s. I remember it well. And boy, was that a scare story that they absolutely loved and weaponized. And you will remember that basically there was in the 1980s, they discovered a hole in the ozone layer high above Antarctica. And this was, it was indeed one of the great, the first great climate and environmental scares. And of course, what did they do? Well, they blamed it on the effect of chlorofluorocarbons. Now, try saying that after a few drinks. Chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, which were used at that time in aerosols and refrigerators, and their use was banned by the Montreal Protocol from 1989. Now, this is the key watch to take out of this. That back then, that's when the environmentalist lobby understood that if they shrieked hard enough about an issue, then legislation could be impacted on that issue, regardless of the facts of the matter. Was there comprehensive evidence to link CFCs to the ozone layer depletion? No, there wasn't. Did it matter? Well, they discovered, no, it didn't actually matter. If enough of them talk about it, and enough of them appear in the TV, and enough articles are written about it, then it becomes so. This is how we've moved into this world of unreality in which we live. So anyway, they got the CFCs banned, but I've got bad news for you. Since 2002, so that's over the last 20 years, there has been a significant ozone reduction of around 26% and in the core of the ozone hole. And apparently in the last 2 years, there has been a reemergence of large, long-lived holes over Antarctica. So this is weird. So hang on a second. So CFCs were causing it. So then we banned CFCs, but now it's back and it's just as big. Right. So what are we going to move? What are we going to blame it on now? Oh, I'm sure they'll find something to blame it on now. They absolutely will. For example, the whole the European Space Agency, which I would have questions about. Anyway, they allege that the hole over Antarctica is basically three times the size of Brazil, if you want to put it in, in sort of physical context. Now, the thing about it is that, the ozone layer is, it's not a hole, first of all, it's a thinning. So the ozone layer seems to thin and then thicken up. And it seems to do it on some sort of, seasonal basis. And we don't know how this is. We know that the thinning is a temporary event. We know that. We know that there's lots of natural forces that seem to impact ozone depletion. Springtime temperatures, wind patterns, they can impact on it, along with the aerosol loading that comes from not the aerosols that you and I use, but from wildfires and from big volcanic eruptions, as well as changes in the solar cycle. And this is the whole point about it. We do have a complex climate. It's only the environmentalist Luddites who want to blame everything on mankind. So, yes, there can be changes to the ozone layer, but yes, they can also be caused and be a direct consequence of nature itself. Nothing to do with us. If the solar cycle changes, that's not mankind changing the solar cycle. If there are wildfires, apart from environmentalists lighting them, that's not mankind. And volcanic eruptions, of which there have been some substantial ones in recent times, again, nothing to do with us. But the impact on the climate is significant. The reality is that the whole CFC scam of the 1980s has been exposed for what it is. But as has been pointed out here in an article by my friend Chris Morrison of the Daily Skeptic, he's pointing out that, the CFCs can remain in the atmosphere for a number of years, but they have been reducing in the level. and that seems to have zero effect on regular appearance around October of massive holes, some of the largest in almost 50 years of recording. Of course, scientists have been pretty, of course, you see, you can't trust scientists. Scientists are absolutely scammers. Scientists have been pushing back the recovery of the hole until 2065, but New Zealand researchers suggest that in the light of their work, there may be further delays. In other words, nobody knows. Nobody knows what's really going on here. It's part of our incredibly complex, global climate that we don't understand. Humanity doesn't understand this. These zealots in the environmentalist lobby sure as hell don't understand it. The only thing they understand is this, that because of what happened in 1989 when they got CVCs banned, even though there was no evidence that the CVCs were actually causing the hole in the over the Antarctica, they then have learned that this is simply what they do. They conjure up an issue, they get enough people on board, they get the big supranational entities like the UN on board, and before you know where you are, something which isn't factual has been turned into a fact and then action taken against it. So there you go. Anyway, my friends, who thought we'd all live to see the ozone hole, the hole in the ozone layer, return despite the ban that was going to apparently save us all? Another exposure, in my opinion, of the fraudulence of the environmentalist movement, which I'm sure you might agree with. Thank you for listening.